Hare Krishna. This morning gave class, finished reading the, not the introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita, but the introduction to chapter 1. Yesterday Niranjana Swami Maharaj read the first half of it, so I read the second half, and then there's the verse itself. Bandhi Guru Nisha Bhaktam Nisha Mishara Dharatam Tat Prakasham Tatach Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangdukam. And I complained because there's only one other devotee in the temple room. This was pretty full temple room. We knew the verse. And it's so important for us to actually absorb our minds in topics of Krishna. Shidante bolya chitena karalas ihana hisudita manash. The whole problem of Krishna consciousness is the mind. When the mind's under control, it's all over. All over meaning more or less one's home free, or at least Krishna consciousness becomes very easy to practice. And so we should use all of the instruments and facilities available to us for actually bringing our unruly mind under control. And discussing topics of Krishna and reading very, very deeply Srila Prabhupada's books, studying it, discussing it. This is what Krishna consciousness is really about. It's actually what Ishta Gosti is about. To talk about topics of Isha, of Lord Krishna, converse. Machchatama gata prana bodhanta parashparam katyantas chaman nitya tushanti charmanti char. That's what Krishna says, yes. Tushanti charmanti char. By hearing and discussing Krishna, one becomes tushti, one becomes satisfied, and ramanti. One's mind becomes full of pleasure. In the conditioned state, the mind is always restless, and there are so many dissatisfactions. Sense gratification means you're dissatisfied with the state of affairs, want something else. So, but tushti, tushtanticha, one becomes, one is satisfied, one becomes satisfied with whatever one has, and not only one becomes satisfied, but ramanticha. One enjoys transcendental pleasure. Ramante yogi no anante. That's what it means to be a yogi. One should be able to be absorbed in Ramananda. That was really the topic of the class. How important it is for us to really be absorbed in studying, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So not really just reading, but in-depth study. And if we never really get past what Srila Prabhupada called the four main books, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, then that's enough for perfection. I was in the UK, and every time I go, I have a discussion session with Krishna Dharma Prabhu and his wife, Chintamani Dan. Nichas Achachan Bihar. And because they have this program of systematically studying Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, verse by verse, purport by purport, very deeply, getting into it, and every time I go, we usually spend 2-3 hours doing just that together. I find it very enlivening. This time we didn't really have time. But anyway, Chintamidan was trying to... she had some other ladies who were doing that same thing as a course, and she was sort of presenting it to the temple presidents or something, but the other devotees, there could be groups who get absorbed in doing that. And so I was encouraging her. And then the other, who I know do the same, similar type of thing, was Keshav Bharati Maharaj always tells me how in Kartik, in the Govardhan Ashram, how they sit there for the month of Kartik from 1 to 2 and from 3 to 7. In other words, 5 hours a day, just discuss Srila Prabhupada's books, and everybody has a turn, and the devotees read, and the devotees comment, and interactive discussion. That's what liberated souls do. And they discuss amongst themselves like that. And not only is that the means for glorifying Krishna, but Ridyantosta Hevadrani Vidunoti Sritsita. All the upadra, all the impure things within the heart, they all become eliminated by that kind of practice. Devotees often complain, I'm practicing Krishna consciousness and I'm still struggling. But the question is, are you really practicing Krishna consciousness? At least the way that Srila Prabhupada taught it, applying ourselves full steam to these activities. And often, at closer inspection, it turns out that that's not necessarily the case. Because Krishna says, Krishna is present within the heart, and when he sees that we're interested in hearing about him, then he cleanses us from without. So our trying to purify ourselves, that's no easy matter. But when Krishna purifies us also from within, then things happen much quicker. So let's study Srila Prabhupada's books very, very deeply, very carefully, and that will also do justice to the phenomenal amount of work that Srila Prabhupada put into giving these books, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita. He writes at the end, mostly this book is for my followers. It's for devotees. Bhagavad Gita is, you can say, for other people, but Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have to purify your heart, you have to know what's going on in Krishna consciousness to really appreciate it. But the key for entering in it is real faith, both in the substance and the real determination to. And the Bhagavad Gita says, worship Krishna with one's intelligence. Now we have Grutma Das here. One question. Go ahead.
The thing that you said, Guru Maharaj, that the biggest obstacle is our mind, and the mind collects all our desires. And sometimes there's a philosophy that we should leave out or do our desires, because otherwise we can get over. And so can go over and can renounce those things, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that someone who is doing false renunciation is just cheating himself. So basically, what's the difference between real renunciation and just repressing desires within ourselves, or just pushing down to
do the desires have to be purified. And the process of purification is what Sankirtan is about, Chaitanya Paramahamsa. Purify the heart by chanting Hare Krishna, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, it's not. In repressed desire, they just come up somewhere else. If you, some mouse hole, when you plug it up, then it'll just come out somewhere else. So, same thing. Unless we need to purify the desires from the heart, and they'll linger, they'll stay there and come out in all different forms, unless they're really purified. And purification means serious sadhana.
It's just by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and reading and studying Srila Prabhupada's books, yeah. One can, by intelligence, go over these desires. And
one can purify them. Mm-hmm. The desires, but those activities, number one, give you the strength to control the desires, and number two, they gradually purify them. So purification is a gradual process. It takes time for the heart to become purified, but in the time that it takes to purify the heart, those same activities give you the strength to resist the desires. But if one doesn't practice the activities enough, then one doesn't have enough strength, then ultimately one succumbs to the desires. That's the problem.
So this kind of resistance, when one is trying to be purified, so it's not false renunciation, it's just part of the process of
definitely. You have to resist, but you have to have the strength to resist. Yeah. That's yoga means yoga indriya samyamyam, bring the mind under control. So in every yoga, you have to resist the desires. To indulge in sense gratification is materialism. There's no such thing. It just leads to further material desires, and that's the very important thing, that when devotees come to Krishna consciousness, that's why we have regulated principles. That's why one is meant to, even within one's mind, reject sense gratification, because material desires don't go away. They have to be purified. You can't get rid of them. And this is the only way of purifying them. Gyanis, yogis, ultimately, they also fall down. But in the meantime, you have to be able to resist it. But in order to resist, you need spiritual strength to resist. So maybe gyanis, yogis, they got strength from their past activities, and they have strength, they get strength from their austerities that they perform. From their previous samskaras. We get the strength, we get purified by chanting Hare Krishna, and we get the strength to resist material desires by chanting Hare Krishna. And if we find that our mind is getting the better of us, then we should do more. Because that means we're not getting enough. So if it doesn't work by chanting 16 rounds, chant 20 rounds. So not enough reading an hour a day, then read 2 hours a day. So very, very important.